Good day, Trinidad and Tobago. This is Prophet Natasha Leon here with you again. And the Lord has laid a word on my heart to share with you. I know that some of y'all have been experiencing times of lack, times of where the enemy is stealing your seed, is stealing your joy because you don't have the finances necessary to live the life you want to live. I want to decree today that there is going to be a financial release upon the people of God in Trinidad and Tobago, upon the hearers of this program right now. Father, I thank you for your presence in my life. I ask that you take control right now in the name of Jesus. Take over my body, take over my mind, take over my mouth. Use my vessel as a vessel of honor unto you, O God, and out of my belly flow rivers of living water in the name of Jesus. Right now, I want to speak to you about the seed of transformation. And my scriptural text is taken from Genesis 8:22, a very familiar text. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night, and shall not cease. As sure as the day has begun today, and as sure as the night will end, the Bible declares that seed time and harvest will never cease. People of God, I want you to understand that there is a law of prosperity, that if you understand this law, it will activate a supernatural ability for you to be able to reap a harvest in the name of Jesus. What people don't understand is that this is a universal principle. It declares that while the earth remains, the law of investment will remain. And what more or better investment can you make than in the kingdom of God? The Bible declares that when you bless the woman and men of God, that he is going to provide for you. That when you bring your the tithes into the storehouse, that his house shall be full. Not pay, but bring. Bring it as an act of worship unto God. He said, see, he says it's a condition, it's a promise that is hinged on the principle. And see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Beloved, I came to tell you today that nothing leaves earth, heaven, until something leaves earth. I'm going to say that again. Nothing leaves heaven until something leaves earth. I came to declare today that God is waiting to open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. I came to declare that when I was in Texas some years ago, I was sitting on my bed and I was praying day and night. I was declaring the word of the Lord. It was a time of consecration unto God. And I know God was about to take my life from one dimension to another. I know he was taking me into financial freedom. But I said, God, I want to be a blessing to your kingdom like never before. Put a seed in my hand. I don't even have a seed, oh God. God allowed a man who had just ridiculed my Jesus. And he had allowed this man to plant $100 into my hand. At that point, a friend of mine said, let's go to the mall, let's buy something. I said, no, that's my seed. That's my seed. Beloved, I planted that seed and God sent a multiplicity of blessings my way. A guy that owed me $3,000 called me and said, Natasha, I want to give you your money. I lifted my hands to the heart, to the sky, and I said, God, I thank you for the obedience, for the ability to hear your voice and the ability to obey your voice. I want to declare today that God is going to place people in your life to distract you from receiving the benefits of your seed, receiving the benefits of the activation of your seed. Be aware. Say, get thee, just as Jesus said to Peter, behind me, Satan, because you understand the ability or the power that lies in the seed. Prayer can get you healed. Prayer can get you delivered. Prayer can get you set free, transformed. But only a seed can transform or cause financial shift in your life. I decree and declare today that God is going to change the financial situations of the listeners because of being obedient to the voice of God. I was praying for financial breakthrough, and the Lord said he will give it to me, but I needed to activate the power of his word. The Lord said to me, you need to put a seed in the ground. It's that simple. Sometimes God blesses us and we eat our seed. Last week, a woman that attends our church, she called me and she told me she's in a dire situation. She has no money. I blessed her. I blessed her family. I blessed her children. I mean, it was said to me, it was told to me that she received a financial blessing, but she did not plant her seed. Do you know that when you plant the seed that God has given you, that is intended to be replanted, that you eat your next harvest? Do you know that God says in his word, he will never leave the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread? Father, I want to declare today that Jehovah Jireh, our provider, continue to be the God that will transform our finances. I want you to have a seed in your hand that will anger the enemy. The enemy will say, oh my God, she's about to penetrate the atmosphere of faith. She's about to penetrate the spirit of faith. And I say, in the name of Jesus, I declare that the same spirit that was upon Jesus and raised Christ from the dead, that dwelleth in you, bring you closer to that place that you understand Philippians 4:19. That promise that God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Understand that promise that Paul made was based on the fact that church never neglected to bless the man of God. We are free, so we don't let the enemy put us back in bondage. Don't allow the enemy to deter your blessing by thinking that someone wants to steal your money. And while that may be going through your minds right now, cast down every imagination that exalts itself above the knowledge of Christ. God's business is not like the stock market or like any establishment that you can put your investment in and receive a return. God's business, God's heavenly return, is like oats in water. It must yield a blessing. It must yield a blessing for the kingdom of God. The person stirring your oatmeal is not your pastor. It's not your husband. That is not your source. It's not your salary. It's God. He's allowing your life to grow to the dimension that he wants it to go because of your obedience. And he promises a reward if you sow with a clean heart, with a right spirit. He promises that he will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. An appropriate seed yields supernatural blessing. God's blessing cannot be measured or predicted. Obedience to the work of the sower, and Jesus is the multiplier. Come on, people, give God some praise. Heaven's economics cannot be estimated by the limitations of variables on the earth. Let me tell you something. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. John 12:24 says, verily, truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. People of God, I want to enter into some warfare prayer for your prosperity today, for your financial release. I want to declare today that the God of harvest, the God of harvest is upon you. That I have the authority as a servant of God to break all assignments of the wicked one over your finances in the name of Jesus. I come against all spirits, all devouring spirits, the canker worm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm. I say in the name of Jesus, I break curses of poverty upon the people of God. I break curses of lack, of death, of failure in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the power of God, that the Spirit of God that is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, is now poured out on the people of God. At the sound of my voice, that your life will change, that your life will shift, that you, as you seek the kingdom of God first and His righteousness, that all things will be added unto you. I rebuke the devourer in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every locust that has come to eat your blessing in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, oh God, to give us a vision, give us a dream, give us a prosperous idea. We declare, oh God, that even as your prophet says, a man's prosperous idea is his strength. We ask, oh God, that you teach us, Father, to be profitable, not for ourselves alone, but for the kingdom of God. Lead us, oh God, in the way in which we should walk. Jehovah Jireh, you promised to be our provider. We decree and declare Genesis 22:14. Over your people in the name of Jesus. Oh, El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your love. I say, I speak wealth. I speak riches. I speak prosperity in the houses of the hearers right now. I come against every spirit of fear that dwelleth in them, that is hindering them from making investments. I say the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. And I come against every spirit of fear, because He has not given you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, of power, and of a sound mind. I declare that they shall delight greatly in your commandments. Lord, I decree and declare that the blessings of the Lord be upon their lives, and it will make them rich in the name of Jesus. I speak it forth. I say in their going out and in their coming in, they are blessed. And as your servant, as your servant, oh God, you desire that we will prosper. You desire that we will be in good health, even as our soul prospered. Jesus, you became poor, that through your poverty I might be rich, that we will be rich. People of God, I want to speak into your life, and I want to say, meditate on the word of God day and night. And the word of God promises that you will prosper, that your soul will prosper and be in good health, that your peace, that the peace of God will continue to be upon your life. I speak it for that prosperity be upon the ministries, the various ministries in Trinidad and Tobago. I want to thank God for His presence in your life. I want to say, God, pour out your Spirit upon them. Cause there to be prophets that will rise throughout this nation to speak into the lives of your people, that will destroy the shackles of wickedness, the shackles of suicide, the shackles of murder upon the lives of your people, frustrated because of a lack of luck in their life, of financial lack. I say, oh God, raise up servants of God that will be not selfish. I will not receive finances for their personal gain, but that it will be a blessing to the kingdom of God. I cancel every assignment of the wicked one. I say, God, reward in open, oh Father, those that pray in secret. Araboshite, reward in open, oh God, those that plant seeds, oh Father. Kereboshite, Ramoyande, I rebuke the devourer for their sake in the name of Jesus. I say, any gates that are open, I see any gates that are open continually in the name of Jesus and hindering the wealth of these people, of hindering the wealth of the listeners and affecting the wealth of our nation. I say in the name of Jesus that these gates be closed right now in Jesus' name. Shower your blessing upon their life. Shower your favor. Shower your grace. Shower your mercy in the name of Jesus. And we command a blessing upon every storehouse in Trinidad and Tobago. I say, oh God, that they shall dip their feet in oil, that they shall receive a harvest. I say it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I worship you and I give you praise in Jesus' name. People of God, if you want to contact me, I am Prophet Natasha Leon I go to Revival Capital. I'm now the senior pastor of Revival Capital Prophetic Ministries. We are located at 54 Factory Road Extension, Piako. Give me a call, 325-8087. And I will tell you the times of our services. We start at 9:30 on Sundays and 7 p.m. on Wednesday night. Call me anytime for prayer, for counseling, in Jesus' name.